Welcome, Dharma family, to our second metta practice of the retreat. We will continue with the practice of metta. Yesterday, Bruni offered a beautiful retreat, a beautiful practice in the classic form of phrases, following my talk last night. I would like to focus our metta practice today on ourselves, which can sometimes be very difficult. So right now I invite you to continue to engage in continuity of your practice by settling in, finding your foundation. Listening to the body and feeling into ease in the body. And allow the words and instructions to fall softly. Metta, the first of the heavenly abodes, the Brahmaviharas. Loving kindness. All of the Brahmaviharas are one globe with different facets that support each other. Karuna. Compassion, mudita, joy for the joy of others, and upekkha, equanimity. They all work together to soften us, to give us a balance to be able to confront and hold and acknowledge and accept that in life there are 10,000 joys and 10,000 sorrows. And though we may think of heavenly abodes as something soft in the clouds, metta is a fierce practice. It polishes the scraped and scratched up lens of the heart. It points to the places within us where we hold greed, hatred, and delusion. It's an essential part of the practice because we need to know when and how to bring loving kindness into both our practice and into our life. And as we practice metta and we recognize things that we may be holding in our hearts and do not really want to see that these things are living within us. It can be quite hard to see ourselves completely naked and raw. But metta strips away all of the delusions and illusions that we may have about ourselves so that we can recover our original self. It restores the heart. We all take in things in different ways. Some of us find it easy to cognize. For those who do, the phrases may feel you and resonate you and quiver the heart. And some of us are more visual. So since yesterday, we went through the doorway of the phrases. Today, I would like to offer another entry point into the metta practice through imagery, and to give a strong focus to offering metta to ourselves. Before I do that, I'll share a brief little story about how potent this practice can be in all of its loving, kind forms. When I first encountered metta on a metta retreat where we were doing metta only, I cycled through the muses, myself, the benefactor, the kind stranger, the family member. And when I got to the difficult person, and at that time we were calling that difficult person the enemy, and instructed to not choose the person that would be the most difficult, of course, my mind went right there. And I couldn't get this being out of my mind. So I just, not knowing what I was getting into, I just went ahead and said, okay, I can do this. And when I got into the practice, I began to space out. It became difficult for me to even finish my phrases. And I just attributed it to monkey mind, to my mind being restless and wandering. But I later realized that that behavior was a blockage to something that I did not want to do. And the insight that came to me, this person who I felt I was the kindest, sweetest, most loving, caring person I could be, I realized that I did not want that person to be happy or healthy or safe or protected. I didn't want them to have ease. I didn't want them to be free. This shattered my identity. It made me see myself, see what I was holding that was hidden, that I had denied myself to be able to see. And something similar also happened when I tried to give metta to myself. The same spacing out, the same not being able to complete my phrases, thinking of lollipops and gingerbread men, whatever. This is a powerful practice, not to be taken lightly, and a beautiful practice because it takes us back to our innate goodness. It's a heart purifier. So I invite you at this time to bring to mind a being that the very thought of them makes you smile, makes your whole body smile, brings you joy. Opens your heart to love and tenderness. Allow this image of this being to formulate. It could be a person, a pet, find the being that opens your heart to joy. And allow the image of that being to be in front of you, face to face. Look them in the eye and feel what arises for you. As you gaze upon this being that you so dearly love. And it's important to choose a being that there's not any issues with. Just pure love. A child, an infant. A beloved animal. And allow yourself to feel into the beauty of that relationship. As you gaze upon them deeply into their eyes, and you offer them a sense of unspeakable health, well-being. You allow your heart to open and a stream of golden light to flow effortlessly from your heart to theirs. Perhaps draw the shoulders back so the heart is fully open and the channel is rich and clear. Notice what arises in your body as you send them this deep golden light of love and kindness and tender compassion. All of the things that you wish for this being, from your heart to theirs. And as your light fills their body, see the glow begin to come through their pores, peeking ever so slightly through. Now a sheen of the golden light of love. And all that you wish for them. This light coming from your heart is infused with all that you wish for them. Joy and happiness. Safety, health. And their heart opens. And as you continue to pour this light in, the glow of their body becomes even more radiant, no longer simply resting on the skin, but also coming through the eyes, feeling into the follicles of the hair, and shining out from each strand and each tip of hair into the atmosphere. And their light is now touching you. Setting you aglow. And together you are radiating this tenderness, infused with joy. Allow that glow to spread beyond the bounds of the space between you. Allow it to fill the room in which you float together. This person or being that you so deeply love. Rest in the light of that love. Notice what is alive in your body as you offer this. No words are necessary. Only a felt sense of what you're offering. This love and joy and well wishes, well-being is so powerful. It permeates the walls of the room that the two of you float in and radiates out into the outer world. You're breathing this down into your lungs, feeling your diaphragm. The energy of beauty and love is shooting out from the fingertips of both of you, or the paws. And the world is set aglow with the power of your love and kindness for this being. And they are smiling back at you. So in awe to receive you, to receive all that you have to offer. Breathe this experience in. Feel the appreciation. And begin to draw this love back from the outer reaches of the world back through the walls of the room, back across the space between you and the room and this being. Now take their hands so gently and feel the energy of this love and as you continue to look in the eyes of this being now you are open and receptive. And they're so full of gratitude and love for you, they turn their own heart towards you. Look deeply into your eyes and allow the glow of their own heart to flow into yours, feeling you. Feeling every cell of your body, returning this to you, returning the love that you've given. And now it's you who are exuding this golden light of love through the pores of your own body. It's you who are beginning to fill the room with kindness and tenderness that's being rushed into you like a river. And your heart is open. Your heart is open to this being that you love and who loves you so deeply. And the glow continues to grow from your body to theirs. And they release your hands and place their hands on your face, looking in your eyes, holding you so tenderly, seeing the beauty that you possess, that you hold inside you, seeing through any shields, because you are open. And you are filled with joy. And you are basking in a glow of love, tender kindness. And allow yourself to feel into what arises in the body. What is the felt sense of this experience of exchanging love with a loved one? Of acknowledging the capacity to love and acknowledging your capacity to receive it. And breathe. Breathe full and deep. Feel the nostrils with this light. Feel Feel the fingertips, the soles of the feet, the toes, you're full of loving kindness. Perhaps you want to place your hand on your heart and one on your belly. And embody this feeling, this capacity to send love out into the world, to radiate it from the center of your core, which has been seen by this being. And your smiles are like the sun. All things are possible here. You're surrounded in a bubble. It is the protection of love. And only love can permeate it. It is the only shield you need. And I invite you to rest here. With each pulse of your heart, continue to experience the felt sense of loving kindness. And your capacity to give and receive love. Allow yourself to bask in this beautiful glow. This glow of self-love. A love that knows that you are seen in your true form. Beyond the shroud of the body. The internal being that you are, pure, without blemish, and begin to draw the energy back into your heart, back into your body, so much that it fills you all the way to the edges of your being. And allow the image of your loved one to softly fade as a memory of your kindness, of your tenderness, of your capacity to radiate love into the world. And if you have not done so already, place your hands over your heart and allow these phrases to enter into this new open space of beauty. New because you recognize it as you've never recognized it before. May I be happy and contented. May I be happy and contented. And as you repeat that mantra, allow a smile. On your face and in your whole body. May I be happy and contented. May I be healthy and strong in mind, body, and heart. Not just words, feel into it. May I be healthy and strong in mind, body, and heart. Breathe it in. Deep breaths here. Embody this, not just words. May I be safe. May I be safe and protected from external and internal harm. May I be safe and protected. And may I know in the marrow of my bones that I am safe and protected from harm. May I be it and may I know it. May I walk it. May I exude it. Safety. And protection. May I have an awakened heart. May my heart be fully awake and seeing, knowing, may I have an awakened heart. Just breathe it in. Still laced with the golden light that you have generated, breathe it down. May I have an awakened heart. May I have ease. May I walk my path with ease. As the doors before me fly open, may I have ease. May I have ease. May I have ease. May all the internal channels of my body be open, and may the life force flow through me with ease. May I have ease. And may I be free. May I be free. May my heart open to freedom right in front of me. May I see it and taste it and touch it. Breathe it. May I be free. Free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May I be free. In a moment, I will ring the bell. The invitation is to not be so quick, to allow yourself to bask in the loving kindness of metta that you've generated for yourself, that you've filled this room with, that you've radiated out into the environment Allow yourself to be wrapped in your creation. And know that what you have generated here has landed on the hearts and shoulders and heads and bodies of everyone in this room, and that their loving kindness has landed on you.